Alright, welcome members, Adam plugging in here for the Night Watch podcast with Adam, and it's Monday night, the 11th of July, 1-1-11. Always a big number the Freemasons use, hey? You can't go past that one. It's always in the media, 11-11-11. Hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you may be, and I hope you're keeping warm and safe and dry if you are in Australia. Conditions have settled a little bit here, which is good. Able to clean up after unbelievable rain and mess. It's just incredible times. So much happening, eh? And another week, Monday here in Sydney, Australia. Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com. Hope you guys are enjoying the website. Contact me, of course, anytime. And as always, thank you so much for your support. It's just me here on the ground in Sydney. Dad, I'm just running the website myself. So your contributions each month go directly to me to help me to run the website. I was just speaking to Johnny Cerucci, I closed out Skype the other day, and he was saying that he was doing a similar show a while ago with a guy, but the network that he was working for put some pressure on him to stop those shows, which was interesting. So Johnny said he was doing very similar shows where they were going through all this material like we are, and they made two shows, and the people behind the guy that run the network cut it off. And so they discontinued. So I'm pretty much the only guy that talks with Johnny Cerucci, doing those Head of the Snake podcasts, if you will. And it's because I'm completely independent. That's why I don't work for anyone. I just do my own podcast. And, you know, I'm never going to have thousands of followers and big Instagram pages and all this stuff and big studios or anything like that. I'm just going to have some members that help me to continue here and keep my hosting costs down and keep the website up and running and continue forward and keep the website protected, which is the most important thing, and safe, which I do. But, you know, I'm able to do what I want, and that's what I said to Johnny. You know, I can do what I want here, and that gives me that great freedom, which is a great thing. A couple of little things popping up here and there today as we move forward. But I hope you guys had a good weekend anyway, and we continue forward and continue with some more podcasts and just to do the best we can. I don't really plan too much. I just do what I do, you know, get up every day and do what I do, you know, in order to survive and keep our heads above water. Very, very strange times indeed in 2022, that is for sure. Really weird, like, information coming out and videos coming out. I don't know if you guys have seen that in Rome, in Italy. There's some big fires happening there, but I haven't been able to put my finger on this. Let me know if you know anything. People are saying there's all sorts of stories coming out, but I have seen videos of what seem to be huge fires and flames, you know, like, and smoke billowing out. Around maybe where the Vatican City might be, or around that area. It's probably really could be anything, really. We don't know, but there's a lot of speculations and things coming up on social media everywhere. I'm not going to touch them at the moment, but I'm just saying it's very bizarre times, with the Japanese former prime minister being shot in the chest and dying, supposedly. That's what we're told. I mean, really, assassinations, I mean, you know, it's 2022. I mean, it just seems so old school to shoot a politician or a prime minister or a president or former, shoot him in the head or the chest during a speech. You know, it's like that movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. You can imagine that, those kinds of guys doing it. I mean, it's very, very, very strange times that they would be shooting former Japanese prime ministers like this. Some information popped up today on Twitter that I looked at that's interesting, you know, about how when he was in charge, he didn't really buy into any of this COVID-19 nonsense. He kind of he pushed out a lot of these jabs away. If you look at what's happened in Africa, there was a few of the presidents there as well that ended up being murdered, and probably not in China's good books. That could have something to do with it. Hey, we don't know. But the theatre of life continues. Unbelievable. So we've got fires around the Vatican City, perhaps today in Rome, Roma. You know, we've got the former prime ministers in Japan getting shot and killed. We've got the Georgia Guidestones being pummeled down with weird surveillance video that doesn't kind of add up. We've got more fear-mongering around the COVID and the variants and all of this, and crazy news happening, and all sorts of psyops and shootings and weird things happening already, you know, halfway through the year, and it's absolutely insane. So there's always things to cover. Every day I get up, I'm like, what's going on now? Is there something that's kind of, what have they blown up today? What's going on, and what's all this about? crazy. Probably the main article that's really nothing to go through, and I know you guys would be already aware of this, it just struck me, and it's been posted on the Telegram channel a few times. This one is from, and it's very obvious, and we know this is coming, and God knows who buys it anymore, but this is from ABC News Australia. Incredible articles coming out of the mainstream media that I stay up on top of, in order to break it to pieces and, you know, offer my two cents as to what I think's going on and just really dissect it. It's fine to for people out there to say, I can't stand the mainstream media. I don't, look at it. I ignore it. And that's absolutely fine, because everyone who buys into it or watches it, you're giving them these kind of ratings. And, if you're not consciously aware of the content that's coming out of the TVs or the newspapers, and you don't say anything like I am, then you are willingly or even unknowingly contracting with these people through their content. That's how they get you to contract through them. It's not a written contract. It's subliminal, subconscious contracting by not saying anything. And if you just turn on the TV and watch the mainstream media every night, like my grandparents did for years and years and years, just come in like zombies every night at 6 or 7 p.m. and sit down in front of ABC News like zombies and watch the anchorman as he leads them into the circus freak show, and you're not consciously always doing what I'm doing and what you guys are doing, and we're breaking this down and tearing it to pieces and working out what's really going on here, and you're just watching it without saying anything, then you are contracting. And that's what it's all about, folks. So it is important in my book for what I'm doing and what we're doing here to look at every single thing that comes out of the media, because never forget that the mainstream media, especially here in Australia, is a propaganda arm of the New World Order system. The New World Order system, right to the top, if Johnny's right, and the Vatican Jesuit Freemasons and beyond them, they use television sets and they use newspapers and they use the mainstream media worldwide to get their propaganda out. And they disguise it in all sorts of ways and forms and wrap it up in all sorts of propaganda and sports and entertainment and Hollywood gossip and everything. And that's how they do it, and they've done it for a long time, and they're very, very good at it. And all these stupid people that go into this media system thinking they're better than everybody else because they work in it, well, they're fucking morons. And really what they're doing is they're helping evil, and I wouldn't want to do that in my lifetime here. I'm not going to help these evil scum. There's no possible way. But all these people that work in the media, you work for evil. You work for evil. You are participating in very evil deeds, and I hope you're proud of yourself, because you're the scum of the earth, and you lie for a living. You're just filthy fucking putrid scum. And that's a fact. All of you. There's very few of them. And if there's any people in the media that are questioning things, they're not going to be in their job on Monday morning. They're going to leave, because there's no way you could put up with it anymore. But these people do. They're just scoundrels who lie and lie through their teeth. And they get off on it, a lot of them. So be it. Good on them. I hope they enjoy that trip in this lifetime. I ain't going there. But here's one, you know, that you guys would be aware of. And now they're saying in the Australian media, after they're starting to push the fourth COVID shot, and also they're talking about a fifth COVID booster towards the end of this year. But now they're saying the immune period for COVID positive cases could be reduced from 12 weeks to 28 days. Incredible heading. Again, the 28 days later, if you've seen that British horror movie where people get a rage virus and go bananas, we've been bringing up this a lot in the podcast. What is, you know, to do with the technology that has been injected into people and the pulsing, the frequencies, microwave energies that could be beamed at these people to make them go bananas, make them irritable, angry, lash out. We don't know. I've been talking about it on the podcast, and it's something not a lot of people talk about, but we continue to discuss it here, and we watch it. But 28 days later is a British sort of horror movie where they've taken the zombie theme, but they've changed it to people getting a virus that makes them go crazy and chase people down and attack them. 28 days again here, but they're saying that they basically want to the immune period for COVID positive cases could be reduced from 12 weeks to 28 days. So painful to read, I know, unbelievable. The period of time in which a COVID positive person is considered immune after infection may be slashed from 12 weeks to 28 days following a recommendation by Australia's top public health officers. So what does this tell you about Australia's top public health officers? Well, they're just a bunch of wankers, overpaid wankers, shills for the pharmaceutical industry, who probably don't even swallow their own bullshit. I mean, what a crock of shit this is. I mean, anybody, in any grown adult that believes any of this, you are beyond retarded. I'm telling you. Because there is no COVID-19 virus, so you can't be positive. It doesn't exist. It never did. There's nothing there. There's no COVID-19 virus. There is nothing there. No variants. None of it exists. You can't catch anything. You can't spread anything to other people. And there was nothing released, as in a bioweapon from laboratories in China. And it didn't come from any bats. There is nothing there. Your life is still the same right now today as you were when you were a kid. Nothing out there has changed. All it is fear. It's the fear of the boogeyman, and that's all it is. There's nothing to fear, folks. So for starters, you can't be a positive COVID-19 person because there is no virus and it doesn't exist. And the most important point here that I want to make is you cannot gain immunity from a vaccine. That is absolute nonsense. It's absolute propaganda. It's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard in my life. Getting a needle in your arm is not going to give you any immunity. And as we've been talking about with Dawn and many guests, what is immunity and do we even have it or need it? And why would we need it? All of this, the pharmaceutical companies telling us that we have our immune system, then that sort of sets us up for all of this, so they can protect our immune systems with their drugs and their injections and all of this. But it's an alien foreign concept. You know what I mean? So, you know, anybody in their right mind, especially grown adults, who honestly believe in their pea brains that a needle in your arm can give you immunity from a fake virus, then you need to go back to sleep for 1,000 years. Honestly, you really do. Because this is absolute nonsense. Okay? And so, they're talking about the BA.4 and BA.5 strains, which should be BS, bullshit strains. And so this is the statement that they've made, and this is the sort of latest news that it's coming out. So they're basically saying reinfections are occurring as early as 28 days after recovery from a previous COVID-19 infection. Oh my God. So the reinfection period can be reduced from 12 weeks to 28 days. Who the hell in their right mind is going to get a COVID-19 injection or a booster every 28 days? I mean, you'd have to be absolutely insane. But you know, they live all around me. I have a neighbor like this. He's impatiently waiting right now in his house for the fourth booster. He can't wait. It hasn't been delivered yet, but he's there. As soon as they say, Mr. Smith, you can get your fourth booster dose, He's going to be roly-poling down to the medical center to get get that nice silver needle of death into his arm. His wife's sick as a dog. His brother's sick. His family members are sick, and he's still walking around, but at least he doesn't have COVID, right? And they can't wait for their fourth jab, and then the fifth and sixth, and if they die out, they won't know why, and it doesn't matter anyway. They're too stupid. But this is incredible. So people who test positive to COVID-19 more than 28 days after ending isolation due to previous infection should be reported and managed as new cases. But remember last year when the COVID-19 jabs were the be-all and end-all, and that you had to have them to protect yourself? And now I'm reading this. South Australia's Health Minister Chris Picton said the state would be looking at changing its rules around reinfection in the coming days. For 12 weeks, people have had this to get out of free jail. Had this get out of free jail card for COVID, he said. Anecdotally, there have been people who have had reinfections who have been ringing various coronavirus hotlines saying, "I think I'm infected." And people, they should be ringing them saying, "I think I don't have a brain." They need a vaccine for stupidity that might fix these people, because as I said, they're all around me. I've got them next door. I'm not friends with people, but I just know families and other people, and they don't know what I do here. I don't say anything. I just keep quiet. But they've, ever since they got their first and second and COVID jabs, they've been constantly testing positive for COVID many times, and they're having more. And so they're constantly got their masks on, and they're isolating at home. And because they're not well, they're not feeling well after the jabs, and they're getting sick all the time. The COVIDs, basically. So they're getting sick all the time as their body's ability to maintain, health or optimum health or any balance there gets eroded. These people just start to become sick all the time for everything and just feel like terrible and have all sorts of problems. They're running to the doctors again, and they're testing positive for COVID or influenza or whatever it is, and they're isolating again. Their lives have been miserable since that first needle went in their arms. They took a bite of that poison apple, right? And they're ringing the hotlines, and they're panicking and all of this. So don't worry, they got more needles for you. So the health officials, the experts are back, and they begin counting reinfections in anyone testing positive for 28 days as early as today. 28 days again, man. That movie keeps popping up. What have people really been given here? High technology. That can mimic, the illnesses and diseases and viruses these evil people make up, because they're very, very, very evil people, entities, you know. This is the thing, isn't it? The jabs always trigger the pandemics, but in this case, the high technology and the jabs, boy, man, you got a 28 days later situation here. Incredible. All going on in South Australia, folks. Close contacts are encouraged to stay home but can leave the house for work and school, although they are required to let their employer know they are a close contact. Close contacts must wear a mask when leaving the house and do 5 RATs. Remember we talked about the RAT test, RAT, RATs? They're calling you a rat. The mockery is unbelievable. Over a 7-day period, currently anyone who has tested positive to COVID is exempted from these rules for 12 weeks. This is South Australia, folks. South Oz. My God, what the fuck is going on here? This is insane. Hold on to your hats, folks, because from today, Australians aged over 30 will now be eligible for a fourth COVID booster shot. Yes, roll up. Come on down to the Circus Freak Show and get your jab in the arm. They are recommending that to boost your immunity, and they're boosting your chances of not getting the COVID-19 virus, but don't worry, it's only going to be for a few days. I mean, seriously, what's next after 28 days later? I mean, 15 days, 10 days, and then a jab every day? Is that where the, I mean, we can see where they're going for the stupid. I mean, this is going to go down to a jab a week, a jab a day, a jab a week, or whatever it may be, to top you up and keep you connected to the beast grid, I guess. Atagi, he's Atagi. Greg Hunt loved Atagi. Remember I talked about Greg Hunt? Where's he gone? Where did this guy go? I mean, he didn't crawl under a rock. Where is this demonic, filthy little beast gone? This devil, where is he gone? Because he needs to be hung. This little disgusting pervert, this slimy, sweaty little shit, where did he go? Because he always used to say Atagi, and he loved saying Atagi, 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 every 5 seconds he was talking about it, this criminal front for big pharmaceutical corporations in this country, a bunch of crooks. It's 3 months between the first booster and the second, or the winter booster dose, and also 3 months from an infection. My God, this is complicated. She said Atagi would continue to look at whether those time frames need to be adjusted. Well, of course they do. So obviously they're going to be working on an all-rounder, I would say. That would be coming, wouldn't it, folks? An all-rounder, which they'll probably take out the flu shot. They'll incorporate it into these ones and gone are the days of maybe having your one flu shot a year. They'll be topping people up all through winter, maybe every week. And don't worry, these retarded zombies will be going down there to get their top-ups. And you know what? I highly doubt they'll still be alive. The ones that are still alive, that kind of stumble and moan and grunt and fall into the medical chairs down there and get another shot in the arm, God help them, because I don't even think he can. Absolutely insane, folks. From what I know, I don't know, it seems like most Australians don't want any more than one. They're lying about their inoculation numbers, and they have to lie about it so other people want them. But, you know, the thing is they have to continue that lie. They can't break their poker face. They have to continue that 85% of Australians are double jabbed or triple jabbed or whatever percentage is going to be. Because that makes everybody else want to be on the boat. You want to be picked in that team. You don't want to be by yourself if everybody's doing something and you're not. So that's their basic, stupid, childish idea. And it works. Look, a lot of people have got them, a lot. Because they're all around me and they've all got them and I know. I'm like a fly on the wall. I check and I know. And it's just astonishing. Everybody went and got them. There was a real rush last year. That whole thing where they said that the unvaccinated can't have their lives back till like December 15th or 17th. And this was going back in like October or something. And there was a massive rush to go and get the jabs just for a couple of months. But you'd have to be feeling like a fucking idiot now because, you know, we haven't had anything and there's no difference. And now they're recommending that all these idiots get 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, and we can travel and do everything that we want. And I've always done that. I've never played into this. I've never touched a mask. I don't even know what a face mask feels like. I've never touched one. The closest I've ever come is to walking on one with my shoe because they're all over the fucking streets and in our waterways and in the rivers and in the oceans. And you see them on the street, but I've never picked up one. I've never touched one. I've been told to so many times, and I'm absolutely not doing it because it's not just about the fake virus, and it's not just about the how unhealthy it is to wear a mask and the health complications and problems you could suffer in the future by reducing your oxygen that you're getting and also breathing in your own waste, but it's a ritualistic and submissive form of mind control, and I'm not doing it. It's a mind control device, and wearing a mask means you are submitting to this system. There's a great picture that I had today that I'll add in, and it's the Pope. the new Pope, this dickhead, and he's in a limousine or a car, and he's got his elbow out the window, and he doesn't have a mask on, and it basically says there that the master doesn't have to wear masks. You know, that's for the slaves. It's really true, and I'm not a slave, and I'm not submitting to this beast system ever, and I've never been arrested, I've never been given a fine. People have tried to tell me to do it, but I've never done it. I've never QR coded, never had that anywhere near me. I've never done one single thing ever. We've just continued to navigate, as you guys probably have as well, and I'm here now, sitting right here talking to you, and I've not played into one single fucking part of this nonsense and scam, this bullshit virus that they've conjured up to implement as an, you know, to for their excuse to implement the great reset, which, if you look at the video I put up on the website today, it's interesting, the calm before the storm. It's a Max Egan video. It's really interesting, and there's a lot of things that really struck me there and I connected with. I know Johnny was saying on the last show he didn't really trust Max Egan and all of this, and I get it, and I don't censor anyone. They're, my guests are completely open to say what they want, but I tend to support Max. I like his work, and when I watch his videos, there's a few grey areas there, but I sent that to Johnny anyway. Whatever he wants, but I like that video. I think it was rings really true. There's some really important points in there. About the, you know, being in a simulation and everything, and all of this, and this resetting. If you watch that, I've put it up on the website, The Calm Before the Storm's in the breaking news. And I also put up Tell Me Lies, how the MSM are covering for the main effects of the jabs, which was also in that video. But it was an interesting one, and I've also put up a Kraz opinion piece just talking about Hunted. The interesting thing is, as I've been talking about this TV show that's coming for since last week, and then I can't find anything on it, and nobody's talking about it, nobody. And when I watched the Max Egan video, he was straight on to it, and that's why, you know, I find it really interesting, because he's on to it. And he's saying the same thing that I am. And so I had to put up just a little short article here today about this. So this is basically a TV show called, it was modeled from a UK show. It's basically called Hunted. It's going to premiere next Sunday, or this coming Sunday, July 17th on Channel 10. No, I'm not going to watch it, because I know what it is. I know exactly what it is off watching it for 2 seconds, the clips. I know exactly what these fucking scumbags are up to and what this is all about. So Australians need to really, really flush this disgusting putrid vomit down the toilet where it belongs. And they really need to complain, and we need to have people not sitting on the couches like zombies watching this and giving them your ratings, but actually complaining to Channel 10. That's what we want people to do in Australia, and if you're overseas as well, just complain to Channel 10 studios here in Australia and tell them that this is putrid filth and this is disgusting and that you're onto them. That's what everyone needs to do, and they need to tune out and really bag this on social media and bring it down so they take it off, because this is dreadful programming. But basically, I just brought up a few points there. Now, this was really hard information to find, because I put this up last year, but it was mostly on social media. And what was happening was, on social media and Facebook and places, there was people in Melbourne and people who were tracking the flight paths of planes. And during the strictest lockdowns, the harshest, darkest lockdowns in Melbourne, right in the middle of them, where there was nothing allowed. And as I said in the article, you weren't even allowed to put your nose outside to get some fresh air. Otherwise, you had police harassing you. Nobody could work. There was just mass force testing, brutality, fear mongering. Daniel Daniel Andrews, minions or, stormtroopers in black threatening, arresting, bashing, terrorizing the people of Melbourne, threatening with fines, all of this sort of stuff, right, that we went through. And everyone was were forced inside and out of their workplaces, and the businesses were all shut down, and Melbourne became a ghost town. Let's not fucking forget it, folks, what they did. There's entire areas of Melbourne that never came back, of like places where you eat and all of this. It's just gone because of what they did. And so everybody were locked inside. They locked thousands of people in their units, in their apartments, in those blocks because of the fake virus. It was absolute terror. And what we do know is that they were filming this in Federation Square because people thought that that was unbelievably unfair. And there was people putting videos up of it, and they were filming with their phones. So they were walking through and they saw these people filming these sets with all the cameras and the lights and everything. And they were like, how come they're allowed to do this? And we're getting terrorized by police and our business is shut down. So they were filming this hunted show during the worst lockdowns in Melbourne, the worst lockdowns and the longest in the world. But also what we heard as well is that planes from mainland China, hundreds of them were coming in and out of Melbourne during the nighttime, and people were hearing the planes going over. I witnessed and heard this myself. Many people were asking me, what's with the planes all night? And many, many people were talking about this on social media, and I saw it with my own eyes, and I documented it, and I talked about it in podcasts. And many people were saying that they were carrying shitloads of this AI Chinese-style technology to be installed all around Melbourne City. There was also a video where people started kind of coming out of the lockdowns and going on the trains and stuff, and there was all this new technology everywhere. Anyway, I've put the article up today with a bunch of links to read through that proves this. And so I put this article up today. And so it's a reality TV show where people volunteer to be part of this. Stupid idiots, wannabe actors, maybe they couldn't get on Home and Away or something like that, all these Instagrammy stupid wankers and morons who want to make fame for themselves, they've gone in to be on this show. And so basically they get taken in these vans and then they get released in the center of the city, and then they have to spread out in teams and they have to try to hide from the new AI beast grid system that Daniel Andrews has installed while everybody was under lockdown. And I guess the name of the game is basically the winner gets $100,000. And they have to try to evade the hunting system and the hunters. So there's former intelligence agents and police officers and these kinds of spooks. They're going to be hunting them as well. When I looked at the extended clip of it, it just looked like Bourne Identity. You know, those Bourne Identity movie with Jason Bourne, and they're in those bunkers and they're hunting him down with all the hundreds of cameras and everything like that. It just looks like that. It's good. They've been showing you in the movies because the lines between reality and fiction are permanently blurred. And so this is what this TV show is, folks. It's people being unleashed, and then they've got to I don't think they can go outside of the city compounds. They have to go into the city, but there's obviously clips on there where if you try to go to a bank or you try to do anything like that, you're being tracked, and they know exactly instantly where you are, and they can see you. So there's all facial recognition technology everywhere. I was going over this last year, what they're installing in Melbourne, these new AI technology, these new cameras in offices and workplaces, with temperature and all of this. That can detect if you take your mask off at your desk, or how many times that you've taken your mask off in the day, and then it flags you, and then you've got to go in and explain to the boss why you took your mask off at 10:22 on Tuesday morning, you know what I mean? We're talking about all this stuff, the new technology on the streets, on the rail, on the lighting systems, all connected with 5G and all everywhere that you go. You know, especially around the traveling with cars and roads as they take away our cars and bring on all the electronic deals and all electric deals and all of this. But, you know, this game is basically a Hunger Games sort of thing where people are competing for $100,000 and they've got to try to evade this team of hunters and this new technology that was installed into Melbourne during the lockdowns. That's basically the article that I put up for the members today, because no one's talking about it and no one's bringing this up, and it's very fucking obvious. As I said in the article, what better way is there to show off this newly installed technology, this track and trace technology, to the public, and so they can just wrap it all up in a new and exciting TV show about people being hunted, and it's really exciting, right? But it's a great way to show the technology that really exists. But people are being distracted because they think they're just watching a TV show. They think it's all entertainment, but this is actually what's really going on. So in this way, they're mocking you, and Andrews is mocking you. This stuff is absolutely saturated all over Melbourne now, and basically Andrews has his new toys from China, and what better way to, you know, show the world and Australia what we've got, than through a TV show of people running away and trying to hide from technology, because this is your future. This is what we're going to do to you. So we're going to tell you what we're going to do to you, and we're going to use technology to do it, so you get distracted thinking that it's all just entertainment, but really this is your future. So it's disgusting and evil content. And you can see in the links that I added up for the article there as well. Just go through and read some of those. And there's hundreds more. I just put those in for you guys to have a read of, have a look of. So basically, the new TV show Hunted is a disgusting timing, really, to show something like this after what people have been through, when so many people are spooked, and to actually film something like that during the worst lockdowns in the world, and when people are killing themselves and jumping out of buildings and losing their whole businesses and everything's going to hell, and they film this, this Hunger Games kind of thing where you're trying to run away from surveillance because Daniel Andrews has installed his new Chinese toys. He's absolutely disgusting. And all this crap in the media, they're trying to feed you like Australia's having this bickering baby fight with China. Bullshit, China fucking own us. And look at this, this proves it. Unbelievable. Breaking news today that I saw as well, we've got the shootings now in Australia. This was from Sky News. I don't know if you guys picked this up. Victoria police are hunting a gunman after a fatal shooting of a 36-year-old Melbourne in Melbourne's Noble Park. So an alleged, do you like that word? The gunman remains on the run after a man was shot dead in Melbourne South East at, you guessed it, 6 a.m. So if we were to look at that and what Jason talks about, you know, you got your three sixes there. Emergency crews were called to a house in Noble Park at 6 a.m. All bullshit for the 36-year-old victim. All fake. This is all fake. I don't know why they're doing this here, because they've disarmed us. You know, I guess it's just to keep the fear levels up, right? Officers have asked locals who may have seen the offender in the vicinity, and if they saw any or heard any shots fired. So no one saw anything. No one knows who it is. They're just asking people to come forward because they don't know who it is, and they don't have any visual. They don't have any information on this person whatsoever. They're just saying that there's a manhunt, and to call them. So the false flags now continuing in Australia, just like the Lindt Cafe. Remember that in Sydney? There was actually a drill at the same place 1 year before that, where people were walking there and they had these helicopters over and they did a full drill. So unbelievable. It's just bullshit. It's just absolute bullshit and people keep falling for it. So here we are, 666 Melbourne, fake shooting, false flag shooting, fatal shooting, that's what they're saying. Emergency crews are there. We have no information. We have no proof. We don't know who it is. We're asking the public to tell us, and all we're giving you is three sixes. Absolutely unbelievable. So, folks, the false flag, psyop, bullshit shootings definitely run through the Victorian police and their buddies in the Israeli intelligence are in full swing. Full swing. Incredible, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. There was some interesting information as well coming up today as I close out here with all the articles that are coming through about the what's happening in to the farmers in Holland. They're trying to shut off the beef. And, you know, by using the nitrogen scam. And, you know, I mean, this is absolutely insane. You know, what they need to do is shut off the farmers who are producing beef to McDonald's and the junk food outlets. What we need is high quality, organic, you know, grass fed, biodynamic dairy and meat, cruelty-free kind of stuff that's done really, really top-class family farms. We need to produce high quality beef and milk and butter and eggs that is absolutely cruelty-free, family farm sort of stuff, family plots, hand-raised, you know, and done in a proper way with the best technology on offer. This is what we need to go back to, farm gates, where everything is done right. You know, that would be a good thing as well, but they're going on about nitrogen. You ever look at what is this, the cow farts and all of this? It's absolutely bullshit. Hopefully the farmers in Australia can see what's coming to them and they actually wake up here, and I know our listeners are, but it's coming to Australia big time. They're about to do it. Although I did see an article today, and I don't have it on me, but it was in The Guardian or one of those UK papers, and it was actually pretty good. They were saying, you better be careful trying what they're doing in the Netherlands, in Australia, and other countries, because we're watching now. Our farmers are watching. We're aware of what you're going to try, and if you do try to stop us producing our food, we're going to go bananas. And, you know, really, this is a hostile takeover. It's a hostage situation, and that's what they're going to try. They're going to go for the throat now, and I think that everything that we're seeing is just smacks of desperate behavior to me, and I think these desperate evil entities are going for the last clutch of the throat. You know, they're really, really desperately trying to grab, you know, that last ditch grab for power, you know. And look at this, it's absolutely incredible what's going on. In this case, anyway, it's interesting to know that the Dutch minister who has pushed this nitrogen law has a brother-in-law who is the owner of the Dutch online supermarket called Picnic. Guess who invested $600 million in Picnic last year? Bill Gates, the man who wants to make all of us eat fake meat and insects. So what's happening? This is really, really incredible. So what's happening, from what I know, and I can't verify it, or because I'm in Australia, I don't know what you guys think, but it looks like one of these places over there in the Netherlands, that one of these supermarkets is on fire. It's being burned down. And this, from what I've read, this is not a protest. what these farmers are doing. This is the fucking real deal. This is not like the one we saw in Canada either. This is the real deal. And as I said on the show the other night, you know, this is the Dutch are the biggest producers of food outside of America in the world. And this is a small country and they ain't giving it up. They know what they're doing. They're in charge of what they're doing. They've always had a magnificent country, a beautiful country, a great way of life, lots of money, and they've always run things really well, and they produce great food, and they know what they're doing, and they know that this is a fucking scam. They know it's a fucking scam, 100%. They know that this is part of Klaus Schwab's Great Reset, and they get it. And so this is interesting that this has come out so quick. Again, the Dutch minister who has pushed this whole agenda, his brother-in-law is the owner of the Dutch online supermarket called Picnic. This is a supermarket who wants to sell all of Bill Gates's fake meat and worms and bugs and crickets and all of this. All right, and so the Bill Gates Foundation has invested $600 million in that Picnic company last year. And all I know, folks, is that this one of these places is on fire. And it's fantastic to see. Let's hope that this continues. And as Johnny Cerucci said on the last show, this does need to get violent. It does. You can't walk around eating mung beans and saying peace, man, anymore. We need to get fucking angry and violent. And this is the start of it. And we need to push these fucking bastards back because this is evil. And we need to take our lives back for ourselves and our children. We can't have this. We can't have it. I don't know why so many people are still asleep and supporting this system, because they are supporting this. They are supporting evil. They are supporting the destruction of this planet, the enslavement of humanity, and the destruction of our children's future. And I've got them next door to me. They don't give a shit about anything that I'm saying now. All they want is their fourth booster. It's unbelievable. But, you know, again, folks, this is all breaking news and it's early days. You know, it's early days. Just like the shooting of the Japanese former prime minister. Did China have a hand in this? It's early days. We don't know enough yet. But we know about Mr. Bill Gates, don't we? And the Dutch know about this. So this article from Red Voice Media, Bill Gates behind the theft of Dutch farmers' land. Eva Vlaardingerbroek, she's absolutely gorgeous looking woman. If you've seen that video, drops a bombshell. I'll save that image too, if I can. Won't let me? No. Oh, some of these websites, websites, folks, they're... you can't even go on them because of the ads. That's why I've kept that out of mind. It's just so many pop-ups and ads and videos and things, and then it freezes. It's just crazy. Anyway. The farmers have livestock and they produce beef, and what's interesting to know is that the Dutch minister who has pushed this nitrogen law has a brother-in-law who is the owner of the Dutch online supermarket called Picnic. Guess who invested $600 million in Picnic last year? Well, Bill Gates, the man who wants you to eat fake meat. They are basically saying this is what is going to happen if you take our land away. We're going to have food shortages because already right now in the Dutch supermarkets, a lot of the shelves are empty. We basically serve as these pilot countries for the rollout of the Agenda 2030 agenda and for the World Economic Forum. So sources referenced in this video, there's those. And I can put the link in for you as well, and you can watch that video of that. But what's amazing here is the speed. The absolute sheer speed of the information that not only we're getting, but the farmers are getting and what they're onto. You know what I mean? They're onto this so quick. People are onto this so quick now. This absolute scam that's taking place, everybody's onto it super fast. And so the system itself is going to become more and more desperate and ugly, and it's going to lash out more and more violently to maintain control and order. And that's why we say, buckle up, folks. But, you know, as I said the other day on the show, we can't look back. We can't look back now. It's either be a stupid fucking zombie, a retarded zombie, and watch the news on TV and just sit there like a stupid turd with your booster shots in your arm, or wake up and let's get this done. That's what I'm here for. And I'm astonished every morning I wake up and I just do a quick search and I look online, I check the websites and I check our Telegram channel. Just to let any new listeners know, we've got a couple of new members who have signed in. Thanks so much for supporting Real Independent Media here in Sydney, Australia. I hope you're enjoying the website and the members' content and these shows, the Night Watch podcast with me. If there's anything you want to add or send me any links, please do. And comment away, you know, in the comment sections to any of the articles or these podcasts as well. Turn it into a little blog. Also, I'll say if you want to contribute any articles to the Kraz Opinion, please do just email them through the website to the Yahoo address. Email them and I'll put them up on the website. And if you want them to go out to the public too, I'll do that as well. Whatever you're comfortable with. If you want to write short or medium or longer articles about something that you feel is important, you can send them to me indeed. Or if you just want to keep commenting away, please do that as well. And there's also if you hit the members on the website, you can go into the members area. There's a great chat room in there, and you can just log in using social media or just log into the chat room as a guest user. Don't forget, you're already logged into the website, so you don't need to log in again. It's just you log in as a guest user and just use whatever name you want, and you can leave YouTube videos, links, all sorts of things there, and just check out the great links that are going up in the members chat room on the Kraz Files website. There's incredible information going up to videos and things that you might not be aware of that you could share as everything speeds up here. So it's a really great little area. And we're also over on Telegram. That is the Kraz Files chat. That is linked up on the website as well. If you're over on there, join us there, because fantastic folks over on Telegram. Absolutely wonderful. All sorts of different folks, you know, putting up lots of different things. And that is completely uncensored and opened for anyone to go on there and chat. Only bots and trolls I'll get rid of, but whatever it is, put it up. Dutch farmers protest against the fake nitrogen pollution scam. This is a really interesting one to watch, as well as everything blowing up. It's, you know, I got to have five eyes. This was a really interesting article as well. I probably didn't need to save this, but it just piqued my interest. It was from ABC News Australia as well today that I picked up. The image here is a setting for a serious illness. Carol Davey. She remains isolated even after the restrictions have lifted around the country. And what this article is about these lunatics who are germophobes and freaked out about COVID, and they won't go out of their house. They're in masks. They've got the face shields over them. They're in these dressing gowns. They got gloves on. They use, handkerchiefs and things to open doors. They're absolutely with the phone rings. They don't want to go out in the sun. They refuse to go outside. But what they will do is watch the ABC News on TV every night, because that tells them what what to think and what to do and how to act. This was an article and it was entitled "Health Experts Say COVID-19 Complacency Has Restricted Freedoms of the Immunocompromised and the Elderly." So basically people who were made sick from the jabs and think that they are continuing to suffer from a fake virus but don't understand that it was actually the initial jabs that have made them ill. Because they're too gullible and weak and spineless and cowardly to put two and two together. And that's just a fact, folks. From her isolation of her Melbourne home, Carol Davey fights day in and day out a secretive battle with COVID-19 still looming just outside the door. Was that a creak in the door? It's COVID-19! This is what the life that this woman's living. She doesn't want to go outside anymore. She's found herself isolated from the rest of the world and stuck inside her mansion, and she doesn't want to go out. It's been a very stressful time isolating, to the point of going crazy, she says. Carol lives behind doors in an N95 mask and plastic face screens to protect herself from the deadly virus outside. It's coming to get you, Carol. Although Carol's illness entitles her to a home care package. So this fucking stupid, weak-assed, ridiculous, fucking gutless, spineless coward that is contributing to the downfall of society and destroying our children's future, right? This stupid fucking monkey who's playing into Klaus Schwab's gloves perfectly, she's getting a home care package. Can you believe it? She's getting paid. She's getting paid while the rest of us have to try and struggle to keep our heads above fucking water. I'm just struggling in the quicksand here. Honestly, we don't even have a job next year, so we've got to move. And this woman, this fucking moron, is getting paid. She's getting a home care package because she's scared of COVID-19. Oh my God. She could get infected. What's it going to do to me? I've just been cancelling everything, she says. I'm boosted, I'm vaccinated, I can't get enough. Koshi came from Channel 7 Sunrise and he came in my door and he gave me a booster himself. Routine medical trips to Royal Melbourne Hospital have become absolutely terrifying ordeals for me. It's the pandemic. There are people everywhere without masks, Carol says. I was walking to Coles one day, all masked up with a screen over my stupid, ridiculous zombie face, and three young guys came up to me and they went, "Oh, look at you with all that stuff on." People never cease to amaze me, says Carol. For Carol, oh, the ignorance and the complacency shown by the rest of the country, all of us and me, it has her feeling absolutely terrible. What annoys Carol more than anything in the last few months is people just ignoring the COVID-19 restrictions. Oh my God. Don't worry, folks. I've got some brandy, some good brandy with some ice here, and I'm going to have a belt now. Anyway, you know, Carol says it's unfair. You know, the way that all of us are acting, and we're not obeying any mandates that aren't there anymore. She wants them back. She says it's unfair that they scrapped them. She says it's unfair that masks should be only required and worn in high-risk settings. Anyway, funny article. Look, I'd say it's all fake. You know, absolutely. But it's just hilarious, the mainstream media. I mean, if this woman really does exist... the thing is, the reason why it makes me think that this woman is real is because I've got him next door to me. The guy next door didn't want me near his property if I'm not inoculated. And I said, "Aren't you vaccinated?" "Yeah, they've had two and a booster, but you can still get it." you know? And, you know, if I'm not vaccinated and I get it, I'm going to get really, really sick. But if I'm vaccinated and I get it, I'm not going to get as sick. I don't even know what to say. Except for we're living in Twilight Zone. Some people sharing these articles too before I plug out, because I could just keep crapping on and annoy everybody all night. I'm sorry about that, folks. you know what I mean? If you don't have a sense of humor and you don't laugh at some of this stuff, you know, because it's absolutely ridiculous, what can you do, you know? You got to vent. This is not funny at all, but... Oh, anyway, let me save it. Well, I don't know why this has popped up, but yeah, anyway, I covered this with Johnny the other day from The Guardian, and they're talking about, they got a woman here lying on the couch and she's asleep, and it says long COVID, what we know about and how best to treat it. So symptoms can persist for weeks or months after you've had COVID. And this is what these articles are saying. Now, this is from the Guardian newspaper. Isn't this like the biggest newspaper in Europe? They're talking about long COVID sufferers. And troubling, painful, ongoing symptoms that persist weeks, months, years after infection. And they're still researching it, so don't worry. Anyway, that was that article. And physicians and doctors and mad-looking, laboratory guys with crazy eyebrows and Bunsen burners are working on it. They're going to find a cure. And the cure is more mRNA or more jabs they're going to produce as the experiment rolls on to give you some relief from the pain that you're having, if you're still alive after the jabs that you got, as the experiment continues. People who have had the jab said, you know, I don't want another jab. I'm not getting any more boosters, but you will be getting more jabs because you won't have any choice, because eventually you're going to be in so much pain if you're still alive that you're going to have to go and get their jabs, which will promise to give you some form of life if it doesn't kill you outright. But those who survive will be part of the ongoing experiments as they perfect their jabs. And it's all about transhumanism, right? This is an article in The Guardian, and it's unbelievable about how they're studying fatigue and memory loss and weakness and spasms and people going to hospital all the time and lethargy and, these people having depression and anxiety and heart problems and all these thousand and one things when they got diagnosed with COVID months or years ago. And then they thought they were okay when they got their jabs, and now they're disguising the injuries from the jabs by calling it long COVID. And anybody who believes this, what can I say? Honestly, what can I say? What can you say to them? Here was the article I was trying to go through before, but it won't let me. Oh, yeah, here it is. Oh, boy. This is a painful one, folks. Okay, I'm not going to touch this. Have you found those websites where you move your mouse and it just goes crazy? Anyway, this article has been put up everywhere and on our Telegram channels. Palexander, Substack. COVID news, evidence-based medicine, coffins for children, casket orders for children-sized coffins up in US and Canada under 5-foot-sized coffins. Bulk orders are reportedly increasing for the first time in decades. If true, wow. I can't confirm this folks. Just something that I've come across on a few different articles. These are tweets. Of course, we are trying to verify this, but we always take any evidence, including anecdotal, into account as we understand what is really happening and what's coming. There's an article here that I put up as well from the Irish Light saying heart disease in children exploding since the vaccine. Sudden deaths of children soar as the media stays silent. So this piece of sharing is very troubling for me and very painful and frightening for you and I. Is this a signal of what is coming? Well, it is. And I've said this on this podcast from day one. There is a tidal wave of death and injuries coming. And we have to prepare for this, folks. Physically, mentally, spiritually, on every level, we have to prepare. This happened in the so-called, in the Spanish flu that wasn't from Spain. We talked about this on the podcast. They scared the hell out of everybody back then, that there was a pandemic as well, and they injected all these people, and the only people who weren't sick were the people who didn't get the jabs, and they were actually able to care for the people who were sick, but they didn't get any virus, and that's why they tried to prove contagion, and they didn't. Never have been able to prove contagion, and we did a podcast with Tracy Northern on that. It's on the BitChute channel and the Crass Files website. Done very well. And so, in the Spanish flu, we covered this information that, unvaccinated people were caring for the sick and not getting anything. Tough times ahead, folks. Because as I said on every podcast, we don't know what's... There's billions jabbed. Billions. Millions. Family members, loved ones, people everywhere in our communities are jabbed. Nurses, doctors, hospital staff, frontline workers are all jabbed. Who's going to care for the, for the people who are getting sick? As our economy gets trashed, as they bring down our food supply and fuel, we're going to have to go back to the old days and we're going to have to basically learn how to survive without power, possibly, without access to medical treatment. We're going to have to learn how to be our own doctors, care for ourselves if we need any treatments or others, or to treat others, to protect ourselves. And have a space where we can access all of our stored, prepared, all our stored foods and things like this, prepping. Possibly. Are we heading for a complete breakdown of society? And as Max Egan said in the video, this could be the Great Reset means. That we've got to this point in history, possibly, we didn't fucking get it. They've tried to go for transhumanism and to take our souls, and boom, we get reset and do it all again in this simulation. I've got a special guest coming up I haven't spoken to for years, folks. It's going to be a fantastic show about all of this. It's... researcher and author Wayne Bush. Wayne's in Texas. I haven't spoken to him for ages. It's going to be awesome to speak with Wayne about all of this as well. He has the great website trickedbythelight.com, and he's going to be on with me next Saturday. It's going to be a fantastic show. Really love chatting to Wayne because he's just such a great researcher. He's by himself there in his place in Texas, and he does this great research, and I can't wait to talk to him about all of this stuff that's going on. Um, one cannot say that the increased casket volume numbers is due to the vaccines directly, but is it? This is what we were talking about with Dawn. And what I've been saying is, well, how do you prove it? Is it? You know, 5 years ago you had this amount of people dying and now you've got, it's blowing up. But is it the jabs? You know, this is how insidious it is, folks. Something's happening here. That's what it says to our children and the after the COVID injections. These injections will kill children. Has it already begun? Well, record casket maker fears mass orders of child dimension coffins signal impending vaccine deaths. Of course it does, folks. Everybody who had a real dose of one of these things is going to get sick and die. Or just die. We know this. We've been talking about it since day one. Everybody. And this is the prophecy on the Georgia Guidestones that's just been taken down to maintain the planet under a certain population. The Jewish CEO of Pfizer boasts about it. It's a mass kill-off. A mass kill-off. And I mentioned this in other podcasts as well. Yeah, there's the Great Reset. And there's the technology and all these things they're introducing and the transhumanism and everything. All of this is could go either way. But when you're looking at a kill-off of the population, which seems to have happened right throughout history, there seems to be a force behind time that is every 20 years or 50 years or 10 years, or I don't know how long it is. I don't know, folks. I don't know. But there seems to be these events where there's kill-offs. And I look at what I do know, what I can prove, and what I absolutely see in front of me, and that is people have taken the injections. They have. They've taken the injections. All this other stuff, yeah, I can see the technology, what I was saying in Melbourne, what they're trying to do, the Great Reset. We can see a lot of resistance to all of that. People don't like being bossed around and having their farms taken from them and told what to do. I understand that. But the injections went into bodies. That's a fact, and that's what I do know. Now, what happens to these people? Yeah, a lot of people are dying outright. A lot of people are dying. A lot of people are having heart problems. A lot of people are getting sick slowly. A lot of people are just not feeling well. But you're talking about billions of people here. You're talking about, say, for example, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people who have had these injections, whether 1, 2, 3, or 4, and they're still walking around right now out there in society perfectly fine. And there's nothing, they don't seem to have anything wrong with them. For example, what's coming to these people? What's coming for them? Do we have a tidal wave on the horizon, brewing and building and lifting itself up to crash on top of all of us? Because there won't be any help and there won't be any medical system to help anymore, folks. If this happens, it will be everybody for themselves, especially us. And I worry that we will be charged with the burden of having to help these people in some way, shape, or form. That, talk about a sacrifice. Now, because we did our homework from day one and we didn't buy into this scam and we didn't take those shots of death, you know, and they did, and it's just not fair for us, you know, in a way, you know, that we're just more highly evolved than them in our awareness, and they're just as dumb as bricks. anyway, that was, there's all these Twitter things here, that sparked the attention. My family owns a casket manufacturing plant. I've said this publicly many times. We make coffins. Yesterday, my cousin received a request for a bulk order of under 5 foot caskets. Never has that ever happened in 37 plus years I've been doing this. For you idiots, those are children sized coffins. Another one here, I'm currently at a funeral, been chatting with the funeral directors who will remain nameless about the recent surge of deaths. In deaths, they made me aware on the large number of children they're bearing within a few months of the jabs. They've been told they can't talk about it either, and we know this is exactly what's happening in Australia, folks. They're being gagged through APRA. Anyone working in the medical system. FYI, anybody who's paying attention to what I say, my family received another bulk casket order for youth-sized coffins. That marks the second ever bulk order in almost 50 years, both of which were placed in the last 7 months. Vaccines are killing children. Why can't you see this? My family business is casket manufacturing in North America. We have received two bulk orders for sub 5 foot units, children size, in less than 6 months. Never in 30 years of this business have we ever sold child size coffins in bulk. Boy. I don't know how to say it, folks. Talk about unbelievable, huh? Anyone know anything about this or hearing any of this as well? Let us know. If you can put me into contact with any of these folks as well, I'd like to talk to people who run these casket places to get this on a podcast. Actually, I'll try to reach out to these folks who are saying this. Last article here from Spectator Australia. Labor, your kids belong to us. The Australian Labor Party believes that children belong to the state. Well, they do through their birth certificate. Parents are mere babysitters. That's true, folks. Think I'm exaggerating. The Victorian government LGBTQ plus student support policy under the heading parental consent reads, there may be circumstances in which students wish or need to undertake gender transition without the consent of their parents or carers and or without consulting medical practitioners. If no agreement can be reached between the student and the parents regarding the student's gender identity, or if the parents will not consent to the contents of a student support plan, it will be necessary for the school to consider whether the student is mature minor. If a student is considered a mature minor, they can make decisions for themselves without parental consent. And not me. Not me, because you'd be getting a baseball bat in your face, and should be affirmed in their gender identity at school. Not me, because I'm homeschooling without a family representative carer participating or formulating the school management plan. Department policy addresses situations in which students through under the age of 18 years may be sufficiently mature to make their own decisions. So if, and this is the mature minors and decision-making laws. So if state government employees judge that your gender-confused child, that they confuse themselves through all their content and their lies and manipulation and propaganda, is a mature minor, which of course is an oxymoron, then those teachers will formulate a plan to affirm your child as a different gender without your knowledge. And this is why the teachers in Australian public schools are right now being re-educated with all of this as it comes through into the curriculums. So the teachers are the teachers of evil in our schools now. And I've already seen these children around, even in primary schools. They're already asking about lesbians and gays and all of this stuff. This is what they're being taught in the middle of the day in the schools. So Daniel Andrews owns your children. And what will the people of Melbourne and Victoria do about this satanic, probably, I would say, compromised and child molesting devil? They won't do anything. They won't do anything. And we're not going to do anything in Australia at this moment because we're just not ready yet. Now, when our farmers get attacked like they're attacking them in Europe, well, then we'll see. Because I'm going to be right there with our farmers to back them up and be there as support. But will they rise up in enough numbers when they are about to be attacked? This is coming. This is coming. Mark my words. They're about to bring in this new agenda through this new government and teal system and green bodies in this country. It's coming. It's imminent. I can taste it on my tongue. It's about to hit. And will our farmers rise up like they are doing all over Europe now? Because this is a game changer, and I would have to think that our farmers are starting to get on edge here for what they're about to try in this country. And as I always said, we produce 3 or 4 times more food than what we need. We have plenty of food in this country. There's no need for this. So it's an assault. It's an attack. They're going to take away your farms. they're coming for your farms and your animals, and they're going to take it away unless we fight back. Are Australians going to sit on their asses forever and watch fucking TV and polish the Prime Minister's boots and suck up to the Greens, or are they going to fucking wake up and grow a pair of balls and do what they're doing in Europe and grow a spine? I don't know, but look at what's happening in other countries like Sri Lanka. You won't have a choice anymore when they fucking take everything. And there's no other choice but to fight back because you have nothing to live for. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. What they're going to do here is they're going to try and take it all away from us incrementally so you don't even know. That's what Klaus Schwab says. He says it. Not me. This cunt. He says it. This future that they're building for us, you won't have anything, and you're going to love it. Huh? That's what he says. You're going to love it. We're going to take everything from you. You're going to be on your knees, on your bended knees, on your useless bended knees with sores all over them, polishing Klaus Schwab's feet. And you're going to love it. Why would we do that? I don't think it's going to happen, folks. I don't think it's going to happen. And as I said, if all these stupid, brain-dead, mainstream media, brainwashed idiots are going to go down that road, let them go. We don't need them. We just need 30% worldwide. There's enough of us. There's millions of us right now in Australia that can take this back. Millions of us. Millions. Yeah? Who can take this back and stop this? And as I said, I don't know if we can. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know we can push this. We can push back. We can push back. We can push back, and it will give us time. It will give us time to reevaluate, to reestablish, to regroup, and to work out what we're going to do now. But we can't just go down like bowling pins here, folks. This is crazy. Look at what these schools are doing to our kids now. You think that you're sending your kids to a public Australian school, primary school or high school to get an education? No, 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 no. No. They're after changing their genders. They're after gender transition therapy. That's what they're after. Because that's all part of transhumanism. And wiping away our consciousness and stealing our souls. Taking away what makes us us. You know, stripping it all off the table. First, you got to go for the emotions, the heart center through the jabs. You know, everything that makes us complicated as humans. All our love and our emotions and our feelings and our sexuality, our genitals. All goes on the chopping block. Take it all away, scrub it all away, erase it. Then you've got this empty shell to rebuild back into this transhuman type agenda. Interesting. So this disgusting devil, Andrews, he's not just making TV shows that are humiliating Victorians and Melburnians, showing you the spider's web of technology that he built while you were being in lockdown and ruined your lives. Now he's going after your children's genitals because he's a disgusting pervert. And guess what? They're all going to go and vote for him this year because they can't get enough of him. They love him. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. I don't know why Victorians are like this. I don't know what's wrong with them mentally. I don't know how they came to this situation in their lives. I can't work it out. But you know what? Oh my God, we have to keep moving forward. We can't stop. There's no way back for us. There's no way back. We can't stop, folks. We're going to move forward. We can't stop. We are in the middle of this now, and we're going to continue and see it forward. And if these people are going to be so stupid, and they're willing to do this to themselves and their own children, I don't understand, and we don't understand, and that's just the way it is. I don't get it. And I don't want to get it. I don't understand how anybody in Victoria could even be tolerating this filthy scum for even 1 second, this disgusting entity. Because if they do, if the people of Melbourne and Victoria do what the people in Sri Lanka are doing and what the farmers are doing, you know, over there in Europe, if you look at the public buildings, that's what they are. If you look at these government buildings where he resides, that's where he is every day, right? If you look at them, they're ours. We pay for them. The taxpayer pays for them. All the people have to do in enough numbers is overpower the police forces and go into that building and destroy it, burn it down. You know, if he's not there, if he's there, drag him out by his big ears and his stupid head and throw him on the street. If he's not there, burn the place down. That's what needs to happen. I can't see any way forward. I can't see. Protests aren't doing anything. They're not working. This guy has more power than ever. And I can't believe that I'm living in a country where I'm hearing the media tell me that everybody's going to go and vote for this guy near the end of this year. It just makes me want to fucking puke. I'm not feeling negative about it, and I don't want to be negative about it. I'm just saying the truth as I see it. I don't understand what's wrong with the Australian people. I think that we're a young country, and we've been brainwashed. And people have just been brainwashed so badly that they're just unable to see the bigger picture at this moment. But it will come when things get so unbearably hard, they will have no choice. But for us, we were already there years ago, basically, you know what I mean? We're already there years ago, and we'll probably say to them, thanks for catching up. We've been waiting for you for fucking years. I don't know why they're taking so long. I don't know. But boy, it's going to hit our farmers hard because this is a big farming country. This is a huge farming country. If you look at what's happening in the Netherlands, they're going to fucking go for our farmers' throats. And it's coming. I can feel it. It's right on the back of my neck. I can feel it. They're about to do it with all this carbon stuff and this new government that was pre-installed. Okay? They're about to go for it. They're going to take our farmers down. They're already doing it, but they're doing it incrementally so people don't think they notice. Don't don't seem to notice, you know. It's unbelievable. Very interesting times. Very interesting times. Great chatting with you tonight, guys. Look out for the podcasts as they go up on the website. They're going up quick. Enjoy. Thanks for your support. And take care and contact me anytime. And we'll chat again soon.